Live. You can bring up anything you want here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content if you'd like, or just sit and look at it. It's up to you. You can go to freetalklive.com and do as you please. So you can join us on the website and also on the phones, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We were talking about the over 100 dogs, nearly 100 dogs that have been killed in just the last 2 years in just the Atlanta metro area. That's significant.
Yeah, this
is a lot of animals.
This is an Atlanta Metro song, or excuse me, story.
Yep.
And
from WSB.
And you know, I mean, we read these stories all the time, but we haven't read all 100 of these stories.
No.
So there's a lot of dog shootings that are going unreported, or at least on in the national media.
Well, of course, and this gives you an idea of why they're that common.
Yeah.
We're just talking about one area of the country. We've seen dog shooting stories from all across the country, so this isn't like an Atlanta cop thing. It's a cop thing, it seems.
And what interests me here in this particular area, I'm not saying that I don't think that some dogs threaten some police officers. I absolutely do, and I think you should be able to defend yourself. But we have evidence that this can be taken care of. There is a government agency whose agents come in contact with canines on a far more regular basis than the police do, and the way they handle it is with mace or pepper spray. The post office delivers mail 6 times a week to just about every mailbox in America.
Yeah, lots of dogs involved.
Lots of dogs. And you know what? The postmen haven't had to shoot any of them.
That's a great point.
And
you'd hear about it, I would think, right? If postmen were out there blasting away at animals, you'd probably hear something about that.
So what this is this is a obvious case of, to a person with a hammer, everything looks like a nail, because the cops have guns and the postmen don't.
Cliff Grimes is the national representative for the International Brotherhood of Police Officers. He says, there isn't an officer out there I know that wants to shoot a dog, any animal.
I can tell you that there absolutely are people, who, law enforcement officers out there that want to shoot something, anything.
Absolutely.
Now, that doesn't mean that every law enforcement officer wants to, but I still go back to, how is it that the postmen are managed, post people are able to do their
job? Who are not
jobs?
Trained, by the way, in defensive tactics. I mean, I don't think that you have to go through training to, be able to take down a suspect to be a postman. So, I mean, the cops, if at the very least, have had training. Certainly, they could handle an oncoming dog in some other way, manner than blasting it with a gun. I mean, how uncreative, how frightened do you have to be of these animals? In a lot of cases, they're, golden retrievers and Labrador retrievers and some of the,
most friendly. When you said chocolate lab, I was like, right. What?
The most generally considered friendly dogs. I mean, I'm not saying that you couldn't starve a chocolate lab to death and make it into a vicious animal, but, you could certainly.
They shot a corgi in someone's house. Now, this is in a house with tile floors. They were shooting up a house with tile floors. That's throwing up shrapnel. There were people in the house. These bullets are going to be bouncing off the floor. I mean, this is for officer safety. There were kids sleeping in the next room. These bullets could have ricocheted through the drywall and killed these kids.
Listen to the next quote from Grimes, the representative here for the IBPO, the Police Officers Brotherhood. He says, every day officers encounter dogs. Some of them are vicious. He said that officer unfortunately has to make a split-second decision to protect himself so that he can go home to his family. Now, what I'd like to know is, how many times in the history of police encountering dogs has an officer been injured to the point by that dog that he couldn't go home to see his family?
You mean ever?
Yeah, ever.
Yeah, I can't think of any cops being killed by dogs.
There's got to be one somewhere.
Maybe some dog bit a cop in the leg sometime in the past, and it was a nasty wound, and he had to go to the hospital to have it treated.
Mm-hmm.
But how many cops have been killed by a dog before? That seems to be pretty unlikely.
I
unlikely.
I got you. I think that the obvious answer here is let the mail carriers teach the police how to handle dogs.
Well, I don't think that's entirely accurate, because when I was growing up, I lived at a place that had geese. And geese are very effective watchdogs. Mm-hmm. And we did have our postal person changed, and the new person was chased off the property, and they just won't deliver the mail.
Mm.
Can't really do that with the cops.
Well,
unfortunately, it would be nice if they actually did their homework and made sure they had the right place. But I think I've also had an experience where I was house sitting out on a large parcel property, and state police came through looking for someone who had escaped. My dogs were barking, and I went out, and they said, "Get back in the house and get your dogs back in the house." It's like, who are you, and what are you doing on my property? You know, so I think there's a moment of righteousness for them, too, where it's not just he makes a split-second decision to protect himself. It's also just eliminating the threat and from a standpoint of being superior to.
There's a lot of cases when it comes to dog shootings where police are acting like they own your property,
yep,
like they're allowed to be there. And, you know, one of the reasons that people have dogs is to prevent people from coming on their property. And the dog doesn't see a badge. So, I mean, we the public need to know if police can just come on our property and do whatever the heck they want and execute our dogs. I mean, we need to know that.
According to Channel 2's investigation, they only found one metro area department that requires officers to have training specifically on how to respond to dogs. Only Cobb County started its training just this year. So, of all of the police departments in the Atlanta metro area, only one of them has any level of training for its officers on how to respond to dogs. According to some animal behavior experts, they say that knowing animal behavior is everything in these types of situations. A dog that appears to be aggressive may really just be nervous. You can show Channel 2's Erin Coleman how dogs at her kennel would respond to Coleman, a stranger, after letting several of the dogs go, one by one, unrestrained out into the yard. She says it's going to be a surprise to them that we're even here. Some dogs didn't pay attention to Coleman during the experiment. Others started barking right away, running for her. Sometimes a tail high and wagging isn't really a good sign. Didn't that scare you? She asked Coleman. A little bit, said Coleman. A little bit. I saw you jump. If you pushed this dog hard enough, this dog would be dangerous, she said. Another dog approached Coleman. He's running away. He didn't approach us. That's good. She said knowing behavior is key. For years, the Postal Service has trained its mail carriers on how to deal with dogs. Georgia Power Meter readers also receive some training. So, post officers...
Now that's a good question, Demi, is the power reader, they don't have an option.
That's true. There has been a movement in New Hampshire recently, though, to go to a RFID, some sort of reader, that they don't even need to go on the property
Smart
anymore.
Smart meters.
Yeah.
This scares some folks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Privacy advocates are pretty upset about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for good reasons, I think. So I still don't understand why a police officer would have to blast a dog. If a dog's coming up and, you know, you feel like it's coming after you, you would know if it actually gets into your personal sphere, right? Like your personal space. And at that point, why not just kick the dog?
Or
use something else, something besides a gun. You don't have to go that far.
If police are going into situations where they're dealing with dogs on a regular basis, they should be. I mean, it sounds like they're discharging their guns as often on dogs as they are on people, which means that they need to have a weapon for handling dogs. Likely, that weapon is just mace, in the same way that they probably carry mace already.
Yeah.
But they need to have that, and it needs to be. You know, it needs to be available and ready for them. You don't need a big canister of mace to handle a dog.
No. And the dog's not smart enough to look away or anything like that, so you can aim right for its face, and it won't have any idea what you're doing.
Well, I can tell you, there's a lot of postal mail carriers out there that do exactly that. They
true.
Want to catch that dog right full in the face so that dog does not come after them again.
It'll think twice, that's for sure. 855-453, Bobby's in Lakeland, listening via the TuneIn app. Hey, Bobby.
Hey there. What I wanted to say, I used to have a meter reader, and he would come out before they had the smart meters where they could just do it by the car. And what he would do, I had multiple dogs on my property, and he carried a taser. And any time a dog came up next to him, he just put that taser out, and that dog just ran right away. And
oh, so he didn't actually hit. Did he ever strike a dog with the taser, or just the noise of it?
If it came up to bite him, I think he would, but he didn't have to. All he had to do was put it out, make it that noise, and then dogs ran.
Makes sense. Bobby, I don't know if you had more. You're welcome to stick with us here. We can bring you back for more of your story. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But there's never any consequences for these cops for shooting dogs, so why should they change?
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want, toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online, freetalklive.com. of a bunch of features there, and you can enjoy them all. Mobile site is available to you if you have a smartphone. Go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. You'll get quick access to our live streams as well as the podcast there, all free. m.freetalklive.com.
So there are a lot of people that they would have that folks would have laughed at a week ago, like preppers in the, oh, I don't know, say Maryland, New Jersey, Delaware, New York, Long Island, Connecticut area, that, you know, they're not looking so bad right now. These preppers were ready for any kind of catastrophic event, and they've got food and perhaps electricity and all kinds of things to handle, to that they can, you know, make themselves comfortable with in this time frame. If you want to have a book on how to handle different situations, check out Strategic Survival at strategicsurvival.com. It gives you scenario-based preparedness, and, you know, it's got reason and context behind it, as opposed to, you know, some of these survivalist TV shows out there, that kind of thing. So if you want to understand what might happen and how it might affect you and those you care about and what you can do about it, it's strategicsurvival.com. It's a great book and exhaustive, to say the least. Strategicsurvival.com.
Let's continue here. We'll take your calls about what you want. We've got Bobby on the line here. Bobby, you were talking about how the guy that reads the power meter carries a taser with him, and or excuse me, not a taser, but a stun gun. So, because the taser has the prongs, the stun gun does not.
I see.
The stun gun, he pulls.
Taser's just a name brand, isn't it? They don't make all kinds of different things?
I don't know. That's a good question. But anyway, typically a taser is thought of as the one that shoots the projectiles. Stun gun is something you use in your hand. You have to touch it to someone in order for it to be effective. But you're saying that this person would kind of flash the stun gun and pop it at the dogs, like activate it so it makes a noise. The little lightning crackles across the front of it, and that was enough to scare him away.
That's right. He had the one that you hold in your hand, a stun gun.
Right.
And my dogs would run up to him, and all he had to do was hit that taser, and them dogs would run right away. Now, for these police officers, I think they really don't care if they shoot a dog, because what? They're not going to get in trouble.
That's right.
Also,
that's how I feel about it.
I'm not going to say that this is true for every police officer, because I don't believe it for one second at all. But there are some people that probably get in, especially with all the hiring that's gone on in many of these departments, where, you know, if you hire more people, you're probably going to get lower quality. That's just a guess. But, you know, that some of them want to carry a gun, and they want to use a gun. I mean, I've talked to people who went, one kid I remember who was going into the military, says, I want to go in the military because I want to be able to kill people and get away with it.
Mm.
Surely there's somebody who's, you know, therefore there are people in police departments, some percentage, and I don't know if it's 1%, 2%, or 20%, I have no idea, that got in there because they want to be able to shoot at things with a gun. When I was young, when I was a little kid and I got my BB gun, you know, shooting tin cans and telephone poles and trees, it lost its appeal after a little while. Then you work your way up to glass bottles because they kind of move when you shoot them. It shouldn't do that because it leaves glass everywhere, and you run over a mower, you're going to hurt somebody. But, you know, this is what kids do. And then at some point or another, you want to shoot living things because it's a stimuli situation. I mean, you want to do something and cause something else to happen. So, you know, if I did this as a kid, then there's somebody else out there that says, you know, I'd like to be able to discharge my firearm and be able to get away with it, kill a living thing and see what that's like. And maybe you want to get somebody to react in a certain way. Maybe you don't like dogs. There are lots of anti-dog people out there. And maybe you don't like the person or the color of the person or whatever about the neighborhood the person lives in, whatever it is.
Bobby, any other thoughts?
Around here, all the officers, they have tasers, you know, that shoot the projectile. I don't know about everywhere else, but here they're issued to everyone. They got a gun and they got a taser. I don't know why they can't just taser the dog. If the dog's getting too close, they can just taser the thing. They ain't got to shoot it.
I agree with you, Bobby. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We've got Artie on the line in New York City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Artie.
Yes, hi. I'm calling because, we were just dealing with a situation with Hurricane Sandy. Now, right now, there is a lot of damage and a lot of power outages. The power is not expected to be back into the New York City area. Well, the whole New York City area within, it could be weeks. It could be a month. I don't know. But this hurricane was just, it was huge. It was a blast of wind from Howard Stern.
Yeah, you did that one last night. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
But a buoy.
Yeah.
But a buoy.
It was funny the first time. Saw it coming this time, though.
Well, I think she wanted to get it out without saying the a-hole word this time. So
she didn't say the a-hole word, though, so I don't know what...
This time?
Yeah, she didn't say it this
right.
time.
Right. Well, the fact is that people who get cranks out there and then can send them to Stern will then play them.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Is that right?
So,
okay.
There you go.
Cool. Well, hey, Howard Stern's audience, if you play that one, appreciate it.
Yeah, but she didn't let her finish.
Well, yeah, I did. Actually, I don't know what she said. She's, like, kind of trailed off.
Okay.
Maybe the board operator potted her down or something like that. Because I did not hit the dump button.
Oh, really? I thought that you dropped her.
No, I did drop the call because it's the same exact call as last night. So just because you can call once per night doesn't mean you get to call and say the exact same thing on every single show. So 855-450-FREE. But I'm glad she brought up she or he or whatever it was, brought up the hurricane, because I actually have something here about that from Becky Akers over at lourockwell.com. And she writes that now that Hurricane Sandy has passed on to Midwestern climes, the rats are crawling out of the woodwork and writing me. Incredibly, they believe the mainstream media needs their help defending Leviathan. And when she says Leviathan, she means the big government that has its tentacles into everything. And they excoriate those of us questioning our ruler's reaction to the storm. Several demanded that I apologize for denouncing New York City's decision to close the subways. Given that some of the track and stations flooded while others gloated that the storm proves me, and by extension anarchy, or at least the hatred of the state, definitively wrong. Again, they cited the subways flooding as my Waterloo, so to speak. I'm kind of baffled that the failure of a state-built, state-controlled monopoly testifies to the idiocy of anarchism. Now, isn't she wrong about that? Weren't the subway system, wasn't that originally privately built?
Yeah, the subway system was privately built.
Yeah. It's certainly state-maintained. And
but this was decades and decades and decades ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at this point the state gets all the credit for whatever happens with the subway.
I agree. State-controlled monopoly testifies to the idiocy of anarchism and the wisdom of our rulers, but rats seldom reason well, especially when they're swimming through floodwaters. Yes, Leviathan subway is overrun with rats, as all New Yorkers know. I've amused myself many a time in many stations watching these vermin scavenge for garbage on the tracks. Meanwhile, imagine an anarchic world with private companies transporting us and competing for our business. How many rats would entertain
customers
then?
It doesn't sound right using this term anarchy in here to describe this. It's, what? How are you going to have subways run on time with anarchy? This doesn't even make sense.
Well, we can talk about that if you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think she's suggesting that maybe private owners would have the incentive to not have rats running about their business. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control because, customers complain about that sort of thing.
I think that a privately run subway system would probably be cleaner and run more efficiently,
right,
but I think it would still be shut down.
More coming up here. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here at 855-453. Toll-free number here brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Did we talk about SACL CAI already?
We did.
Right? Wow, okay. Well, they're a great company, and they do collections, and you should check them out over at their website, which you can reach on the right-hand side of freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI is also run by Jason Osborne, who is a big supporter of Free Talk Live and the Free State Project. He's a participant in the Free State Project, and he and his family moved up here. It's probably been a couple of years now since they made the move.
That long?
Maybe about two.
Okay.
And they are here, as well as over 1,100 other people are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 13,000 people have signed up to be part of the Free State Project, to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. We want to reach 20,000 members. So would invite you, if you love the ideas of freedom and you're willing to do something about it, to go to freestateproject.org, get signed up. If you can't move, this month, it's fine. You can move whenever you want to move. And when the Free State Project reaches 20,000, there's then a five-year window that you have in which to move. And, of course, if you don't make the move within that 5 years, no one's going to come after you or anything like that. It's just a pledge. You're pledging your intent to make the move to New Hampshire and get active. And that's that way we'll actually have a chance of being free. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more. That's freestateproject.org. Mark is on the line listening in Chicago to LRN.FM. Hey, Mark.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Just great, Mark. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Right now, the presidential debate is the debates went pretty fierce as far as I'm concerned. I mean, these two were pretty much heading butts throughout the entire debate, throughout the three debates. Bubba Booey, Bubba Booey, Howard Stern's penis, Bubba Booey, Bubba Booey.
Oh, hey, Howard Stern does have a penis, doesn't he? Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. I wonder how is this organized.
Mean?
It's a Howard Stern thing.
Okay.
It's I don't know. It's something that I remember watching his show back on the E.
I used to listen to it on the radio.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They put it on TV at one time on the E channel, and I watched it back then when I was a teenager. And it's just like something that he says.
Okay.
It's like a name for his producer, I believe. Gary, I forget his last name. But, yeah, so, like, did they target us? Do the Howard Stern guys hang out on, like, the Howard Stern message board and decide, hey, let's go after Free Talk Live?
Awesome.
I mean, how do... Well, I don't know. I'm asking. That's a question I'm asking. I don't know.
I like the heading butts, whatever.
Yeah, that was funny. That one was decent. And, you know, we could let that one go on the air because it wasn't, you know, it wasn't vulgar to the point where I had to operate the dump machine. So there you go. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Not the best crank. Not the best one, but better than the last one. The heading butts was the best part of it.
I agree. I like the heading butts part, too. The one that had come in, you know, just a few minutes ago came in this last night, too.
Right.
And they said a-hole, and it's just not a word that I prefer to let on the air here on Free Talk Live. That's really what it was about there. And it was probably a little more original then. They caught us by surprise.
1-855-450-3733. So let's see. We were talking about Becky Akers and her thoughts about the shutdown of the subway. She's saying that the state advocates, the advocates for the government, are writing her gloating about how right they were that the subways should have been shut down and that the state is good and we need them. And she's talking about the subway system and points out that she doesn't believe that if it were privately run that and if there were actually competing transportation methods that customers would put up with having rats running all over the place, that the private business owners would probably try to do something about that. She says, I remind those who applaud the closings of the subways that none of New York's previous potentates ever so responded over the 108 years of the system's existence, despite a century's worth of hurricanes, blizzards, torrential rains, and floods.
Now, wait a second. How accurate is that? How many hurricanes have actually hit New York with the severity of Sandy?
Nothing.
None. Right.
Nothing.
Maybe the hurricane of 38. Maybe.
Well, she says here that despite a century's worth of hurricanes, blizzards, torrential rains, and floods, no one had ever shut it down before, yet Nanny Bloomberg has shut them down and his buddies have shut them down twice in 14 months.
What was the other reason?
I don't know. Something else.
I think that this...
Irene.
The shutting down of the New York subway was called for because they were right. If they'd have shut down the New York subway and not been right, then, you know, whatever.
Were they right?
They were right.
Were all the tracks flooded or just some of them?
What difference does it make?
I don't know. If you can keep some service going, why not keep the service going so people can keep doing business? People can get from point A to point B. I suspect that most of my critics, she says, have little experience with hurricanes. Two readers who live in Florida...
I'll tell you, if I'm dealing with a hurricane and I believe it's bearing down on me, there's a good chance I'm just going to head the other direction, that I'm going to go in inland. And so I think that the subway drivers should have their ability to do that, too, get their families out of the city.
All right. Well, I don't know how many people ended up doing that. There's a lot of people living in New York City, so I'm not sure where they would all end up going. But two readers who live in Florida, I'd like to know more. If you're in New York City and you can, you know, because I've seen a photograph, but I don't know if it was a real photograph.
I have some info here.
Yeah, I don't know if it was real. Yeah. There's a lot of fake photos going
there
around
was
out there.
Video of, down by the Battery, like, what do they call that? I'm trying to think. It's not Midtown. It's, downtown, the lower portion.
She says some of the track and stations flooded.
Yeah, some of it did.
Okay, but not all of it.
So several of the tunnels that carry cars and subway trains beneath New York City's East River remained flooded on Tuesday. This is from the Washington Post. The head of the Metro Transportation Authority, MTA, said it was too early to tell how long it would take to pump them dry and make repairs. Now, there has always been flooding in the tunnels, which collect stormwater constantly, even in the lightest of rains.
Mm-hmm.
But authorities said there has never been anything like the damage inflicted by Hurricane Sandy. That doesn't surprise me. The only hurricane I can think of that was remotely close to this, damage-wise, was 38. Yeah.
They're just not made for it up here. In New York, the streets were flooded. The subways are underneath those. So,
right. But not all of them were flooded.
Indeed,
so
they weren't.
It seems silly to shut down an entire system for only certain areas that have vulnerabilities.
You know, it's not my system. I wouldn't be the one to say.
Right. She lives there, and she's saying that it wasn't necessary.
I don't know who she is. And
Becky
she
Akers. She's one of the writers at LouRockwell.com.
I got you.
So did she go down and
but
tour
I still
the
don't know
tunnels
who she
herself?
Is.
She did a lot of reporting on the TSA. We've read a number of her
I've heard her name, but that still doesn't mean I know who she is. I really don't know who Lou Rockwell is either. I mean, he's been in the studio, but not while I'm
okay,
here.
Well, I don't know what you mean when you don't know who someone is. I mean, you've met him personally, so
all
obviously
I'm
you don't
is,
know every in and out about Lou Rockwell.
I've got a problem with anybody who claims a monopoly on anything, and that is essentially what the city of New York has done with subways. They took what was a privately run operation, bought it up, and you know, ran the other people out of business, and now it's all theirs. That's not going to be run terribly efficiently, but it looks to me like shutting down the subway system wasn't a terrible idea.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you can share your thoughts on this. Maybe you actually live in New York City and you can add some expertise to this situation. So she says that I suspect most of my critics have little experience with hurricanes. Two readers who live in Florida independently wrote me to cheer my skepticism. One of them, DJ, said, I'm a lifelong resident of the Miami area, so I've been through a few hurricanes before. We always go outside and go to local businesses during the storm. We never stay in or think of evacuation for anything less than a Category 4.
Right.
And Sandy was a Category 1,
that's
meaning it's
statement.
Very weak.
It's a true statement, but Sandy was a storm of the century for different reasons. It was a Category 1 hurricane that struck a low pressure zone. This had the lowest pressure of any storm recorded ever. This was a singular storm that was more than 100 miles wide. This isn't a Category 1 hurricane like you and I are used to Category 1 hurricanes. What we call Category 1 hurricanes in Florida is a thunder shower. It's nothing. But this was
Category 1 is a certain amount of wind speed, right?
Right? 74, right. 75 miles an hour, something like that. 75
yeah.
miles an hour. Not
up to another amount, which
nothing
I don't
know. To be concerned with normally in Florida. However, this storm was singular in the way that it operated, what happened with the other storm, the low pressure, the width of it. So, yeah, this was
the Arctic cold front as well coming down
the
north.
They don't party in Miami when Andrew comes.
855.
If they do, they party up in the air.
453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll tell you more about what she has to say here in a moment. 855-453. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. You may bring up whatever you want. 1-855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Pat Girl. Batgirl and Mark.
Batgirl is here in costume tonight. You can see that at cam.freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can join us on freetalklive.com. Enjoy the site. We give it to you. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, would invite you to shop with us. It is the holiday season. Lots of people have shopping to get taken care of. You might as well do it from the comfort of your home or your office or wherever it is that you are sitting in front of a computer. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com and then link into Amazon from those websites. From the links there at shop.freetalklive.com. Different Amazons. You've got Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and US. So you click into the right Amazon for you, and then just get your shopping taken care of. It's the same great Amazon experience that you're used to, with a huge selection and the dozens of categories, the great prices, free Super Saver shipping, and more. Once again, shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the shutdown of the subway system in New York City. Nevi, you dug up some statistics about that, right? So, like, how many tracks were flooded?
Let me get back to it. It was 7 subway tunnels and 2 vehicular tunnels took on massive amounts of water during the night as the rivers that surround Manhattan rose to record levels. Nearly 4,000 feet of the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel remained heavily flooded. Water also poured into the Queens Midtown Tunnel across the East River. The river tunnels that allow Amtrak trains to connect with New York City also filled with an unprecedented amount of water. Amtrak was looking to offer modified service between Newark and Point South, but officials weren't offering a timetable for restoring trains into Manhattan. No trains were running between Boston and New York. The Holland Tunnel remained closed as well, with no date for reopening. The subway system has built-in pumps that typically remove 13 million gallons of water from the tubes across the city. Special pump trains were being deployed to handle the extra load.
Pump trains?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, it sounds like they've at least got a system in place to help negate this flooding problem. But,
It's probably not. It's much probably much like we saw in the response in Keene to the floods that we had several years ago, is that you have the equipment, you just underestimate how much equipment you're going to need for the demand, and it's a once-in-a-100-year storm.
Well, government is full of sort of inefficiencies.
Yeah.
You know, they're just that way. The marketplace tends to be far better at allocation and all the things that go into doing what things need to be done. But that doesn't mean that they're incapable of doing anything right.
It's true.
Or at least doing anything. They're going to
throw enough money at something, you could probably get some nice bumps.
Get something done. Yeah. So I think that one does a disservice to sort of the ideas of liberty and efficiencies in the marketplace and freedom and personal responsibility and all this stuff when one doesn't give credit to the government bureaucrats when they do it right. Now, you should always, you know, hey, you know, we can't see how well the marketplace would do something because we don't get to see the marketplace run subways.
Right. But did they do it right is really the question. And if you're in New York City and you've got some comments, would love to hear from you. Becky lives there, and she's saying this was a mistake, shutting down the entire subway system. She says, I suspect most of my critics have little experience. Then she cites some Floridians who wrote her.
I'm a Floridian, too. You're a Floridian.
One of them said, I always get some good laughs when weak hurricanes make their way up the coast and the northeastern government goons get their panties in a bunch. She says, bingo. But this debate about our rulers' judgment begs larger questions.
But this shows that this wasn't a weak hurricane. I mean, there were whole stories flooded in Jersey. I mean, it was that much water. This wasn't a weak hurricane. This was a big storm. As a matter of fact, by the time it hit landfall, it wasn't even a hurricane anymore.
Meaning it was less than
right.
a hurricane.
Should not be measured on the yardstick of hurricanes that hit Florida. You know, Floridians aren't smarter or wiser or jaded or anything to do with this. If this storm had hit Florida, it would have been devastating. It can't hit Florida in the way that there was snow involved in this storm, that it's snow that fell on West Virginia, but it was a low pressure thing that could really only exist where it did. But if it had hit Florida, it would have been devastating as a Category 1 hurricane.
This debate, she says, about our rulers' judgment begs larger questions than the subways. For starters, there's something of a broken window fallacy here. The two-legged rodents assume our rulers mitigated the storm's danger, damage, and inconvenience, and that is demonstrably false. Rather, they exponentially increased all of them. First, some of the areas that suffered the worst flooding here are built on landfill, out into the ocean, courtesy of our taxes and the state. Battery Park City is a good example, she says. The state conceived this boondoggle and executed it. To this day, it still controls this reclaimed acreage. Would a private company on the hook for the billions that this project cost have gambled its own money on that the water wouldn't reclaim it? Nope. Only politicians risking our resources are that reckless.
Oh, I don't know. There's the Minerva Project. Some libertarians got together and they were, you know, trying to build a free city, a free country on a little bit of, you know, sandbar that had come up in Tonga or something like that. It was some country. So I think that the marketplace would come up with a situation like that. But that doesn't mean that you and I would be responsible. There's all kinds of failed projects out there. And that's one of the efficiencies of the marketplace is that it only costs the people that you know, are interested and have something to gain from a project. Those are the only people it costs. If Walmart opens a store in a bad location, that store loses money, I don't get charged for it. But the government almost always does that.
Certainly people in the marketplace make mistakes. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And you're making a good point that if somebody in the market makes a mistake, only the investors of that project are the ones that suffer. But in the case of, you know, building a new building project, generally it's a bad idea to build somewhere where, you know, there's a real good chance that you're going to get flooded. I mean, a lot of, you know, builders will look at that before they go into
that. Real estate is at the premium that it is in New York. I can understand why people would want to create more real estate. The state probably has the most to gain because they, by building more real estate, if they can get people to build on that real estate, and then
more taxes.
Yeah, they get more taxes, and they can charge the taxpayer when it floods, too.
Second, a state stranglehold on the city's infrastructure and its fascist running of various industries such as transportation horrifically worsens a bad situation. education, especially for the poorest and most vulnerable among us. My husband is a partner in his firm. He can work at home if he has to, and if he earns enough, and he earns enough for us to live in Manhattan. But the porters and other staff in his office building can do neither. We walked into his office today to find that these folks had been there, in the building, since Saturday. With the subways and buses idled, they cannot travel between their homes in Brooklyn and Queens. By the way, this was posted yesterday, so they were there from Saturday through Tuesday. She says that they can't travel between their homes in Brooklyn and Queens and work in Manhattan, and with licensing and the state's other restrictions on hiring, jobs are scarce. These guys know that hundreds of unemployed workers covet their jobs, so they're living in the building until our rulers resume service on the subways and buses. Our walk showed us other examples of the state's exacerbating troubles. We were still some blocks from the 59th Street Bridge when we saw traffic at a standstill. In fact, the cars had been stalled in the jam for so long that one man had turned off his ignition. He'd turned it on again as we crossed the street in front of him. Nor was the storm causing this. There were still some clouds this morning, but the weather was fine. Rather, our rulers had closed the bridge despite the hundreds of vehicles needing to cross this link between Manhattan and Long Island.
Okay, so
wait a minute.
Now I'm getting where we're talking about here and the inefficiencies. So they shut it down probably earlier than they needed to in that circumstance. And what difference does it make with a bridge? You know, I mean, if somebody's going across, I mean, you take your chances when you cross a bridge during a hurricane, right?
The bridge has no trees on it that could have toppled and blocked it, so why was it closed? Actually, I misused closed.
I can speak to that, actually. Okay. There was a section of Route 91 South down in Massachusetts that was closed for the better part of 2 weeks because they were worried the floodwaters had shifted the pierings. So while you're driving over it, do you really want the bridge to collapse? So
I don't think anybody
does. You know, it may to the naked eye look like, hey, the bridge is great, but do you really want every car that's looking to get out of New York City going over a bridge that you don't know if it's
maybe
short?
As she says here, I misused closed. When we reached the 59th Street and the bridge's entrance, I watched cops, she says, standing there allowing their buddies and officials access while waving everyone else on, regardless of how long those drivers had waited.
Did she stop to ask what the problem was?
I don't think so. Millions of New Yorkers tonight are agonizing. One of my husband's colleagues fled her home near Coney Island when ocean water burst through her door. She had time to grab her cell phone, but nothing else, no wallet or ID. And she's staying with her daughter, but fears for neighbors she can't find or contact. The last thing this poor woman needs is more grief from exploitive tyrants constricting her options and choices, ordering her to obey, forcing her to consider their diktats ahead of their own emergencies. Far from feeling chagrined at castigating our rulers, I'm completely vindicated, Vicky Akers says. The state has once again exceeded any anarchist's lowest expectations. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. But none of us are in New York except for Vicky Akers, so I don't know if our opinions are really that valid on this. Would love to hear from you. Maybe you live in New York City. 855-450-FREE. If your phones are working, feel free to give us a ring. More coming up. You can take control. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the status land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients
nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.